Welcome to the Not Just a Game podcast, where we look at ethical and social issues to do with video games. I'm Dr. Catherine Flick from the Center for Computing and Social Responsibility at De Montfort University. This is the first episode of this podcast, which is basically an introduction episode, so it's really the zero episode of this podcast. I just thought I'd introduce myself and tell you a little bit about me and what I expect this podcast to involve. I am a technology ethicist from De Montfort University in Leicester in the United Kingdom, and I've been working for a while on issues to do with social and ethical impact of technology. My history has been doing a PhD in Australia at Charles Sturt University on technology ethics, where I looked at end-user license agreements and informed consent. I did a couple of postdocs across Europe in things to do with governance of ethical technologies and technology research, and now I work as a senior lecturer at De Montfort University, where I teach research methods to undergraduates. I have a couple of PhD students. I've supervised final year projects. I'm involved in a bunch of various things. But the big thing I also do is do some research on European projects. I'm involved in a European project called Responsible Industry, which looks at how industry can innovate responsibly. And also I'm on a project called 3D Tune-In, where I'm in the Ethics Advisor, which is a project looking at video games for helping people to tune their hearing aids. And also to simulate hearing loss for people that are of sound hearing. I'm also about to start a new project called Compass, which starts this year, which is the follow-on from the Responsible Industry project, which looks at moving beyond the IT and healthcare area that we're researching and into nanotechnology and other cybersecurity, that sort of thing. So I've got a fairly strong background in ethics and social impact of technologies, and my big hobby is video games. So I've been, for the last couple of years, I've been working on bringing these two things together. And I've been at PAX East for the last 3 years, this is the third year, with a booth on called Ask an Ethicist, where people can come up and talk to me about ethical issues. And one of the things that I really like doing there is talking to people, and people seem very interested after they get over this, well, what actually is this about ethics and video games? They actually really like talking about the issues because they're issues that affect people, and ethics is all about issues that affect people. And video games, although they're a fairly new medium and people haven't seemed to work out if they're art or technology or a mixture of the both, I think it's the latter, the last one. It's a really interesting way for people to experiment with potential ethical decision making. It's got a lot of potential to foster good ethical relationships. It's got a really good way of presenting narratives and stories that can help with people, to deal with issues or to present scenarios that they wouldn't normally encounter and help them to see from other people's perspectives, and lots of things like that. So I'm really excited and interested in looking at video games and ethics. Obviously, there are also wider issues where there are not so nice things about video games and ethics. So, a lot of these have been covered to death in the last couple of years, particularly things to do with gender and sexism and harassment in video games. I don't expect really to talk too much about those things because there are lots of people doing really good stuff in that area. I'm really interested in things like moral decision making in games and getting into the kind of nuts and bolts about the actual games themselves at this point in time. That's not to say that we won't talk about some of these issues, because they are important and they do need to be talked about, but I really see my focus as being much broader than that in this podcast, and I want to look at lots of different games and lots of different types of games, and I want to make it kind of personal. So a lot of the games are going to be the games that I've already played, or at least played a decent amount of, in order to be able to comment on them. And they won't necessarily all be critical. They all will be critical in terms of critical thinking, but they won't all be criticisms of games, because I think there's lots of really good stuff that games are doing, so I want to highlight that as well. And I'm really excited about bringing this podcast, and a lot of people are very excited about it on Twitter, so that's nice, and hopefully you'll stick around and think up some topics that you're interested in that I might help to bring some expertise to and give you my thoughts on. I also plan on having a bunch of special guests. I've already got about 6 or 7 people lined up who are really excited to come and talk to you. Everything from gamification to chickens to looting and other moral behaviour in games and things like that. So I'll be really interested to present these to you. I'm actually going off to a video game conference very shortly in the Netherlands, where I'll be presenting about digital chickens and the representation of chickens in video games. And so that's just to give you a bit of an idea about kind of some of the quirky sides of things that actually are, like, they seem a bit silly, but when you think about them, they really do actually have an impact on how we see ourselves and our society and how we interact with other people. And I think that's really the important thing of what I'm getting at here, is I want to look at that interaction between people and games, and games and society, and how they all affect each other. So that's the plan for this podcast. It will be hopefully fortnightly, although I'm already going to break that because I'm going away for research and things for a couple of weeks, so it probably won't be for another couple of weeks that I post the next real episode. But I've got a lot of episodes in mind, and I'm always looking for more user-driven content. I really want to respond to what people want to find out about, because that's some of the best places that these discussions can come from. So thanks very much for listening, and I hope you enjoy it. I've already got the first episode up. It's about Life is Strange, and I hope you enjoy that as well. Thanks. Bye. Listening to the Not Just a Game podcast. The music in this podcast is Hot Machine Cold Surface by Ben Prunty on OC Remix. The graphics are from the Noun Project.